Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make room for you. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
heard me say. Put the pedal to the metal and burn rubber on me. Hey guys, thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for listening to the show. Welcome to the show. You're listening live to the 2012 Internet Radio Show. Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. We really do appreciate it. If it wasn't for you, I would not be here. I have a great show for you today. Now, guys, I promote the show on Twitter and Facebook. So you can follow the show whether you're on Twitter or Facebook. If you're on Twitter, you can follow the show at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. Now, you can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, you can go to your Facebook account, and at the top of the page there, while you're in Facebook, there's a search box. You can type in 1982 Astros Alumni. Send us a friend request, and we will confirm you as a friend. That way, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you never miss an episode if you don't want to. I have show notes that come into Twitter and Facebook daily, about a half hour to 45 minutes before the show. That way you can get those show notes. If you like what we're talking about on that day, for that episode, you have time to get home, get settled in, and sit down and listen to the show. Or engage in the show. You can engage in the show by dialing 818-301-5833. The number again to the show is 818-301-5834. I just thought about something real quick when I was saying that number. Now, back when I was growing up, when I was a young fella, we only had to dial seven numbers. You know, we used to ask a girl, "What's your digits?" That was only seven numbers. Like, I still remember my home number. I don't know if you guys still remember your home number when you were living at home, like high school, early high school, whatever. My home number was, it was in the 404 area code, but everyone in Atlanta had a 404 area code. But my home number was 799-7641. 799-7641. That was my home number. That's amazing I remember that, isn't it? I done had a bunch of numbers since then. But I remember my home number, you know, and that's all you had to dial. And we had the rotary dial phones, you know. We didn't even, you know, when I was growing up, we didn't quite have the touch tone phones yet. Where you punch the numbers. We got those a little bit later. But I had the rotary dial where you stick your hand in, you stick your finger in the slot of the number. And you had to turn it all the way around till it got to that silver thing that was like a hook where you turn around, rink, 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 rink. You know, you turned it down, you stuck your finger in the seven, turned it around and down till you got to the silver thing, clink, and then you let it go. Then you got to the nine, you circled it all around to the thing, clink, and then you let it go. Went back to the nine, circled it all the way around, clink, and you let it go. Went to the seven, and clink, went to the six, and clink, went to the four, and clink, went to the one, clink. You know what I'm saying? And I remember that like it was yesterday. But if you didn't, if you put your finger in that seven, and you circled around to go to the, you're supposed to go all the way around to the silver thing. But if you didn't quite get around to it, then you wouldn't be dialing your number. You'd be dialing someone else's number. You know what I'm saying? And that was pretty funny. And even at that time, you know, we didn't have to call ID and all this stuff. So you call someone else's house. You're like, "Hey, is Marvin there?" And, "Marvin, And you dial the wrong number. What? It's not 7-7-6, same shit, all the time. No, man, you dialed the wrong number. Oh, man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. But you didn't know where that call was coming from. You didn't know whether it was coming from the next street over or from Alabama. You didn't know. But, you know, technology circle all made a complete circle around this stuff. And now you're able to save folks' numbers in your phone. You know, I don't even know friends' numbers. I don't even know people's numbers. I mean, I can look them up. But, you know, if I wanted to call you, I'd look up your name, get your name, and blah, 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 it's dialing your number. You're up on the phone. But we didn't have that back then. My mom used to keep all her numbers on this calendar. And we used to go to that calendar and find folks' numbers and dial them. Pretty wild. Anyway, I don't know why I got off on that, guys. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, weigh in on the topic if you wish, and we can talk, okay? 818-301-5834. Now, tonight's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, you can call the Certified Public Accounting Firm at CPA on Duty. You can call them at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. I'm sorry, guys. I had a little stump right there, but 770-732-0244. It's the number to CPA on Duty. Call those professionals over there at CPA on Duty. They can help you with all your tax or accounting needs, whether it's personal or corporate. The professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any issues that you may have. All right? Now, guys, tonight's show, our episode tonight is, you know, yesterday was voting day. You were able to vote on different things, and that was, you know, that was pretty good. I don't know if you guys got a chance to vote. I did. But the today's show is about why did people say no to the traffic referendum in Atlanta. Now, I know you guys have been seeing all the commercials and doodads about the traffic in Atlanta, how they all, you know, got everything all bundled up, how people, you know, spending hours on the road with traffic, and they want to release some of that traffic and build better roads or bigger roads so that we won't have so much congestion in Atlanta. But it seems like all my life I've known Atlanta to be congested. I don't care. You know, they opened up 285 to, I think, 5 lanes on each side, and it's still, you know, I mean, when something happens in Atlanta, when something happens on one of the highways, somebody wrecks or something like that, you know, the state patrol or whatever, they come in and they shut down the whole highway. You know, they shut down the whole highway so no one can pass and keep going and keep some type of traffic moving through, but they come in and shut down the whole highway for a little while. And then they all of a sudden they start opening one lane at a time. But by that time, you're backed up for miles. There's so many people in Atlanta, so many people coming to Atlanta, so many people passing through Atlanta that, you know, when something happens, it's just gridlock for a couple of hours. And that's the problem, because sometimes, you know, when you're on the way to work in the morning, and you may not be running behind schedule, you may be running right on time, but you come around the corner and bam, there's brake lights, and you're like, oh my God, what's happened? Oh, I'm gonna be late for work. You know, and you know how your boss is, and you don't want to be late for work. You know, that's one thing. You just don't want to be late for work. And then on the other hand, guys, I don't know. I drove for FedEx for 3 years. And because of that, you know, I've seen all different traffic situations. Whether it's in the morning, whether it's in the afternoon, or even whether it's in the evening, there are some problems in Atlanta, traffic problems. And I think a portion of the problem is the roads. But I also think that a portion of the problem is the people too, and the way that, like I said, the state patrol handles the situations as far as wrecks or something going on. You know, and that's the whole thing. I just don't understand it. I voted yes for it. Being honest with you, I voted yes for it because I'd like to see. I know it wouldn't be for a couple of years because you gotta do all the construction. It didn't like you can pull it all up and stick it back down tomorrow, and hey, you got some more lanes. But we need it, I believe. It's just my opinion now. If you got your opinion, call into the show and say whatever your opinion is, 818-301-5834. But I think that we needed the traffic referendum in order to – it not only would have spurred jobs in the city, but it also would have, like I said, freed up some of the if you can deal with the construction for a couple of years, it would have freed up a lot of traffic in the city, I believe. Now, I've never even looked at any kind of drawings or blueprints or any kind of drawing or any kind of I don't know what you call it. Like you put these things together, and sometimes they have them in these corporate buildings. You go in there, and they got a replica of the city or whatever on the desk, and you can see all over the city. I don't know what you call that, but I haven't seen one of those things or anything like that about what they were planning to do with the roads as far as traffic goes, but. Me, like I said, is being a driver, I'm on the courier service. I ran that thing all over Atlanta for 20 years, and then I worked for FedEx for 3 years. And so I know the traffic situation. I talked to some older people, some retired people that they said they were going to vote no for the traffic referendum. But at the same time, they're retired. They don't have to get out on the road in the morning and go to work. They've done their time. They're done with it. But at the same time, I understand some of the things that they were saying. They were saying that, all it's going to be is some of these politicians in Atlanta, they were going to be pocketing a lot of money, walking away with a lot of money. And those things happen. But those things have been happening forever. The construction is going to get done, and the money was going to come in. But at the same time, some people were going to line their pockets. And some people in politics have been lining their pockets so much with them or their family or their kids, or maybe them, their kids, and their kids' kids, really don't have to work because they're being taken care of. And that's because they've taken so much money over the years. They've been politicians for so long. They've been getting their palms greased and all, and they get, free dinners and lunches and breakfasts and everything. So, I mean, when you think about it, that's money. You know, if you want to get up in the morning and go out and take your family out for breakfast in the morning, you know, you may go to a Waffle House or a IHOP or what have you. And that's going to cost you, you know, if you got a family of maybe three or four people, that'll probably cost you $25-$30 for breakfast. Then you go to lunch, it may step up a little bit more for lunch. And then you go to dinner, it's a little bit more expensive for dinner. So you're talking about for your family, maybe if you go out for breakfast, lunch, and dinner in a day, you're probably talking about spending $60, $80, $120, $130 in a day. Where these guys didn't spend anything because they get their stuff handed to them or they don't have to pay for it. Don't worry about it, Congressman said. You come back anytime you want. You know, y'all's dinner was on me. That's what I call greasing the palms. Now, you'd love to go somewhere, I bet. I know, because I would. I'd love to go somewhere knowing the owner and they letting you come in and eat for free. Your whole family. You know, no problem. But those are the perks that these politicians get. They don't spend any of their own money. Other people will take care of them. So, you know, whatever happens, happen. But that stuff has been going on for eons of years in Atlanta, in all cities across the United States. All cities across the United States. And it used to be back in the day that you didn't have any black politicians. I don't care if you had a big city like Atlanta where dominantly, mostly, you know, predominantly black. But, you know, there were all, you know, white politicians in office. And so the money thing has been happening for years. And then it seems like when some of the, you know, black politicians get in the office, now all of a sudden it's a bad thing to take money and do all this stuff that the politicians have been doing. But, you know, nor here nor there, that's just my opinion. Okay? If you want to weigh in on the conversation, 818-301-5834. Why did people say no to the traffic referendum? Another thing that happened, too, is with Georgia 400. Now, with Georgia 400, that toll booth at Georgia 400 was supposed to be taken down 3 to 5 years ago. And it wasn't. It's still up today. Now, Governor Deals comes into office and he talks about taking it down, but, you know, now, you know, he just now announced he was going to take it down a couple of months ago. But because of that, you know, because of some stuff that they've been lying about, they've been telling people that they're going to do this and they're going to do that and haven't done it, don't stand by their word. They say these things just to get into office. See? And people don't understand that. It's almost just like a department store doing a bait and switch. They tell you that you got, okay, take it for instance, you got all these things that say BrandSmart or whatever. We got laptops, $100. We got TVs, $200. We got 51-inch TVs, $250. We got, you know, 5 processor laptops, Dell laptops. You know, you can get them for as low as $80. Well, one day only sale this Saturday, such and such. You go in Saturday morning, and that's why all these people standing outside. You go in on Saturday morning, say the store opens at 6. People standing outside trying to get in there. They go overnighting it. You know, to get to be there when the doors open. And but you come tagging up in there about 10:30 in the morning, you think you're doing good. Get there, you say, hey, point me to the $100, you know, laptop, $150 laptop. We out of them. We sold out of them. We sold out of them 30 minutes after the store opened. But we got these $250 laptops over here that, you know, just as good, all the same processor and all this, yada, yada. Same thing with TVs and all this stuff. That's exactly what happens in politics. They promise you the sun, the stars, and the moon, knowing they're not going to deliver it, but they promise you that in order to just get their foot in the door. And that's what a lot of them do. And we usually fall for that okey-doke. And that's what happens. I remember I can tell you a story about an exact thing that happened just like that that you will remember. Think about it. When we used to get emissions testing back in the day, it was $10 to get your emissions done. And you just went when you could go. You could get it done. And they said that they were gonna, you know, now we're gonna, instead of being $10, now we're gonna make it $20, but you only have to get your emissions on your car every 2 years. Okay? So we're gonna make it $20 to get your car past emissions. But you're gonna only have to do it every 2 years. And then all of a sudden, it's gonna be every 2 years. It's gonna be $20 every year. Now it's $20 a year. It doubled. Emissions testing doubled in a year. It went from $10 to $20 in a year. You don't believe me? Go look it up. Thank you guys for listening to the show. We got about a minute left in the show. I appreciate you listening to the show, those that are listening via the show page online, or those that are listening on cell phone. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Have a great day at work tomorrow. You're over the hump. Today's hump day. Tomorrow's Thursday. Have a great day at work tomorrow. Have a great Friday. Listen in to the show tomorrow evening. I have a great show lined up for tomorrow evening. I'll see you guys. Before I go, I want to do my quote real quick, because I'm going to have to start doing this on my show. And my quote goes like this: I despise the guys who criticize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? Good night.
As life goes on, I'm starting to learn more and more about responsibility. And I realize that everything I do is affecting the people around me. So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done and things that haven't occurred yet and things that they don't want to take responsibility for.
Sorry for